You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 16th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 89 in the house, and emotions were running high because the truth was finally revealed. So we're going to get to all of that as we run through the day. Now, of course, you know that Nicole is the current HOH. She is safe. Then Jackson won the veto. And so Jackson will be choosing who he wants to evict between Cliff and Holly. He had promised Cliff that he was a vote to keep Cliff, that he would get rid of Holly at the final four. They shook on it. And Cliff believed him. But secretly, he plans on evicting Cliff and keeping Holly. That's the setup leading into the day. Now, of course, Cliff and Nicole still were not aware that Jackson was going to evict Cliff heading into the day. He was still saying that he would be evicting Holly. So Jackson at some point in time will need to let them know that he is evicting Cliff, and he wants to let Nicole know first.
Because I respect you too much.
So that's what's going to happen here at the start of the day. Jackson's going to talk to Nicole. It was him and Holly and Nicole outside, and he said,
"Hey guys, this is our final three right here."
I was like, what? He brings Nicole upstairs. He says, "Look, I'm going to be evicting Cliff." Nicole is upset. "No, I knew it. Saw this coming. No. Blame myself. Nicole's bad." Now, this conversation is going to be a long one. And the way that Jackson describes this, he does not say,
"Hey, look, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm not going to evict my showmans. It's just not best for my game. I've got to do what's best for my game. I'm sorry."
Because that would be far too mature and not nearly gaslighty enough for Jackson. Jackson has to blame Nicole and Cliff for this decision. Even though it's a 2v2 situation, it's still somehow Cliff and Nicole's fault. Hey, my word is my bond. And I never would have done this if you and Cliff hadn't gone back on the deal first. It broke my heart at the final five to see that you went against the deal. And so now I have to go against the deal. That's just the way it goes. Nicole immediately is like, no. Do not do that. Don't do that. I get it. It's a game move. I applaud you. Congratulations. I got tricked. You tricked me. Great job. Don't do that. Don't go and make excuses. Don't blame us. Like, just, you did it. Congratulations. Okay. Just stop. And you would think, okay, she's telling me what I should be doing. She's telling me how to manage her in this situation. Maybe I should listen to... Oh, no, Jackson doesn't listen to anybody. No. It's not that. No. There's no master plan. None of this would be happening if Cliff didn't go back on the deal. No. It's all Cliff's fault. He was so mean to us, offering us deals that we took. I mean, Nicole, can you imagine if a man came up to you and said, you need to throw the HOH or you're going to go home? I mean, he was really pressuring her, which is real rich, considering Jackson is the one that pressured Holly into throwing the HOH. Could you imagine? If a man came up to you and said that you were allowed to win the veto if you evict the person that they want you to, can you imagine, Nicole? And Nicole's like, stop. What are you trying to make Cliff into some villain? Like, you're the victim here? Like, what are you doing? No, that's... let me just explain myself. I just want you to know why I'm breaking my word, because my word is my bond. I hate doing this. This hurts me. I don't want to do this. My word is my bond. My word is my bond. It's chess and not checkers, and my word is my bond. And I never break my word. So I have to explain to you why it's your fault that I'm breaking my word, because I have to be selfish for the first time in my life. He says, this isn't the same Cliff. This isn't the same Cliff I've known all season. It's a different Cliff. The other Cliff, he thought everything out. Thoughtful guy, made deals, true to his word. This Cliff, different Cliff. Different Cliff. I don't know what's going on with this Cliff. Making deals. Too many deals. It's not the same Cliff. And really, if you think about it, it's not the same Cliff. Then that's me joking. Nicole says again, just stop. You don't need to make excuses. You're doing what's best for your game. Stop. You're making me more upset here. Jackson says, no, I just want to make sure you know why I'm doing this. It's like, Cole's like, look, it's a game. I get it. It's fine. Okay. You made a game move. I am upset. I'm mad at myself. I am not mad at you or your game move. I am mad at me because I fell for it. Okay. And you know what? It was my fault that we went back on the deal in the first place. I was the one that talked Cliff into considering going against the deal, and he was the one that said, no, I want to stick to it. And now I'm the one that's safe, and he's the one that's taking the fall, and I feel bad about that. Okay? I never even considered the idea to throw the HOH to him so he would be safe, so he wouldn't be taking the fall for this. I feel bad.
No, don't
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. He was the one making deals.
Yeah, he made the deals for me.
No, no, no. Don't, no. It's both of your faults. As long as it's not my fault, though, but it's definitely your faults. Look, if you guys hadn't made that deal, we wouldn't be in this position. If Holly hadn't thrown the HOH, you'd be able to get what you want, and we'd be evicting you. And she's saying, I know, he was the one that made that deal. So he says, so then he goes on to say, okay, look, I don't want you to tell Cliff about this. I want you to keep it to yourself. Really, Jackson? You think that telling Nicole this, making her extremely distraught, was a good idea if you want to keep it from Cliff? He's gonna look at her face one time and immediately know something is up. What are you talking about? Nicole's like, why did you tell me then? Ignorance is bliss. I can't keep this from Cliff. He's like, no, 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 you have to keep it from Cliff. I don't want to tell him about it until tomorrow during the veto ceremony for his health reasons. There's condescending, and then there's like Jackson, a level above condescending. I need to blindside this person because I don't want them upset. That might be bad for their health reasons. Could you imagine if Paul in Big Brother 19 was like, look, the reason I never owned my game and admitted to people what I was doing was for their health. I just didn't want them to have health issues at the betrayal. I mean, they would feel so unbelievably upset, and I just didn't want them to have any of those health issues. That's why. Easy explanation. He would have lost unanimously. Raven's health was fragile. That's fair. You know what? That might have actually worked on Raven. Raven, you never know. So Nicole's like, wait, so you're gonna blindside him at the veto ceremony, and you're gonna make like a big speech? Yeah, I'm going to make a speech. Just going to explain all of this, all of what's going on here. So you're going to blindside him and embarrass him and make him look like a villain on TV. And you want me to let you do that? It's like, no, 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 no. That's not it. I'm just going to explain my reasoning for why I'm breaking my word. That's all. That's all it's going to be. She's like, in her head, she doesn't say this a lot. Like, explain. So if explaining your reasoning means everything you just told me, then what you're saying is that you plan on blaming him, making yourself look like the victim, making him look like a villain, and blindsiding him and embarrassing him on TV. Like, no, no, no. Just everything that I was doing. It's what I was doing was not that. Okay. Okay, Jackson. Holly joins them
and explains the same things that Jackson's explaining. It's this wouldn't be happening if you hadn't forced me to throw the HOH. You know, none of this would be happening. It's all your fault. It's like we literally got down to the final four together, and now we won and you're losing. And still, though, this wouldn't be happening if not for the slight that you had against us. Here's the truth of the situation, right? At the final five, Cliff and Nicole considered backstabbing Holly and Jackson. Cliff never really wanted to. Nicole did, but that doesn't matter. Ultimately, Cliff made a couple of extra deals because he felt guilty about the fact that he wasn't betraying them, because that was best for his game. He made a couple of deals with them to make Nicole feel more comfortable. Those deals are what's getting Cliff evicted this week, instead of her. And Jackson and Holly felt like it's not fair that you made us take more deals when we should have been fine. And so even though they then stayed, Jackson and Holly felt, and here's my view on this, that Cliff and Nicole should be punished for what they did. And so they continued to make additional deals that were pointless deals, deals saying that they would take each other out, shaking hands, promising things. These deals were pointless. They were just there to make Cliff and Nicole look like idiots. And then when they finally win and go back on those deals, they go, it's all your fault. We wouldn't have made or gone back on these deals if you had just been loyal to us in the first place. Jason Roy deals, kind of. Yeah, I actually have had that thought. It reminded me a lot of Big Brother OTT when the late night jamboree, they intentionally just tried to make the Alex look like an idiot on her way out the door. Jackson and Holly can pretend that this is not what they were doing, but it was. It just was, right? Like, there was no point in pretending that they were going to take out each other when you know that if Cliff or Nicole wins the veto, one of them is leaving. If one of them win the veto, one of Cliff and Nicole is leaving. There's no point in pretending otherwise. That's what I was talking about a couple days ago. And I was like, what is happening? Why are we doing this? There's no point to any of it. And the pointlessness of those deals is going to be very important, I think, when it comes to how Jackson and Holly have managed the jury. But in particular, Jackson, because he's the one driving. So that's what's so ridiculous about Jackson and Holly saying, oh, it's all your fault. None of this would have happened if not for you going back on the deal. Of course it would have happened if they had just stuck with everything that was happening, right? If they had just stuck with it and they had evicted Holly like, or if they'd evicted Tommy like normal, never questioned it. And then, yeah, sure, maybe Holly wins the HOH and maybe Nicole goes home this week instead of Cliff. Okay, but they're still taking out one of Nicole or Cliff. What do you mean none of this would have happened? So, I mean, look, this is typically what we've seen from Jackson all season long, so it's not surprising that we're seeing it now. Jackson is using his, in my opinion, his gaslighting skills that he has honed on Holly here. He is attempting them on Nicole and Cliff, but Nicole and Cliff are not having it. And so he's trying to be like, I am good to my word, but you've made me do this. It's all your fault. You are the only reason why you are being evicted. When, in my opinion, all he has to say is, look, I won.
and I'm going to do what's best for my game. I'm sorry. But he can't do that because then it's not somebody else's fault. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Holly joins in on this too. And Holly is just as culpable when it comes to this sort of thing. If anything, she's almost a little bit worse than Jackson here. But she does a lot less talking than Jackson does. And again, she's not in the driver's seat, so she's not going to take as much heat for it. I think she would be in the driver's seat if she could. She would try to be. But so I want to be very clear. This is not Holly intentionally managing the jury in any way. This is her just like trying to get in shots. But because Jackson's the one with the necklace, it's going to fall on Jackson. So Holly is like, hey, we never even had a final two, Jackson and myself. We never even had a final two. So, you know. And Nicole again is just like, please stop. Don't talk to me like I'm an idiot. You never had a final two. Okay, but were you ever going to evict each other? Oh, well, you know, we knew at some point that we might be broken up. Yeah, broken up by somebody else. But were you ever going to evict each other? No, look, yeah, well, I mean, we understood that we'd probably get broken up. Stop talking to me like I'm an idiot. Stop. No, it wasn't. This isn't some master plan. No, yeah, it's not a master plan, Nicole. It's not. It happened the way that it did. And it's all your fault if you think about it. And Nicole just gets up and she goes to the door. She has her hand on the handle. She like opens the door. She's just like standing in the door while like, guys, okay, good job. Good game move. Okay. Just congratulations. Okay. I'm just, no, it wasn't a game. Okay. It wasn't. Okay. Just congrats, all right? And just, like, walks out and closes the door. An absurd moment. Yeah. All right. So, Nicole talks to the cameras. She says she feels like Jackson's just... He is going to do... He's going to say all of those things in his veto speech, and he's going to make a fool of Cliff and make himself out to be the victim and, you know, herself and Cliff out to be villains. And it's just stupid. She's not going to let him do that. She's going to tell Cliff. She's not going to let him do that to Cliff. So that's what Nicole is going to do. Jackson and Holly talk. And Jackson's immediately like, she's not wrong. Cliff is going down for her mistakes. Holly's like, yeah. He shouldn't have made that deal to make me throw the HOH. Nicole would be the one going home. Shouldn't have done it. Nothing we can do now. Holly also says, and this is a little bit later, but Holly also says that, you know, Nicole's reaction really shows her true colors.
really does. First, she's bullying me to throw the HOH. Now she's showing her true colors here. Really immature. Really just she, the second she doesn't get her way. Oh, now she's just freaking out. Attacking people. Really showing her true colors. You know, there's clearly a reason why she doesn't have many girlfriends in life. Many friends at all, really. Oh boy. Nicole's going to go to Cliff and give him the heads up. Lets him know what Jackson said to her, that he plans on having this big speech and that he will be evicting Cliff, so on and so forth. Cliff says, it's all right. It's all right. It is what it is. Nicole's like, no, it's annoying. Cliff is like, look, it's the game. It's the game. What are you going to do? Nicole says, I'm done. I just want to be done. I'm just so annoyed. I have to live with them for the next 10 days. There's still 10 days left. I just want it to be over. Why can't it just be over? He says, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that Jackson's going against his word, but that's the game. It's the game. She says she's pissed that Jackson and Holly are just giving excuses and lecturing at her. She says, look, I understand the game. I understand the move. I'm not upset at the move. I'm just annoyed that they're treating me like an idiot, that they're lecturing at me, giving excuses. Just own it. She's later going to talk to the cameras about, like, you know, look, she's upset, but she's not going to whine. That's not who she wants to be. She's just really annoyed at how they're handling the situation. She respects the game move and she will respect the game move. It's just, you know, she's annoyed. They continue to talk. Nicole feels bad. And this is one of the major things here that she feels bad about, that she feels bad that she's the one that's safe and that Cliff is the one going home. She feels like she is the one that should be taking the fall for this. Because I mean, that's basically what Jackson's telling her too, that, you know, that it's all your fault that this is happening and that, you know, essentially you should be the one that's going home and not Cliff. And Cliff is like, no. I messed up. I probably made too many deals. And, you know, this is just the way that it happened. And look, Nicole, I felt guilty because I was doing things. I was looking out for myself over you. And so, like, you should not feel guilty about this. You know, it is the way that it is. He doesn't deny the fact that he would probably be staying if she wasn't HOH, but he does say that you know, it's don't do that. You know, it's the way that it goes. She is the one that's safe, and he is the one that's going to go home. And look, he was looking out for himself. Nicole should look out for herself. Cliff and Jackson are going to talk, you know, and I'm seeing a lot of people, not a lot of people, a couple of people. And I've seen a couple of people around being like, Nicole's like not handling this well, like Nicole's being a brat. I really disagree with that. like I said, we've seen Jackson and how he treats Holly. He's trying to do the same thing to Nicole. He will try to do the same thing to Cliff. Just because Nicole is not falling for Jackson's gaslighting does not make her a brat. Like, she is seeing through him trying to blame her and make himself the victim instead of just owning his own decisions. And she's annoyed about it. And very rightfully so, in my opinion. And she's completely saying too, like, I respect the game move. I do. It's a game. I understand. I would have done the same thing to him. But don't tell me that it's my fault and that you're the victim and I'm the villain. Like, come on. That's just stupid. So anyway, Cliff is going to talk to Jackson. Jackson explains the same thing he did to Nicole. He explains to Cliff that, you know, he's doing what he's doing because, you know, you guys went back on it first. And I really hate to do this because my word is my bond. But, you know, it's I've got to do it. And it's really, if you think about it, all your fault. And Cliff is essentially like, look, I disagree, but you do what you got to do. Cliff kind of explains the situation that he never really, you know, turned on Jackson. Ultimately, if you think about it, that he was always trying to get Nicole to come back on board with keeping Holly. And he also couldn't abandon Nicole, and Nicole really wanted to go in that direction. And so ultimately, the only reason he made the deals was to get Nicole to feel more comfortable being on board to keep Holly. That was what was going on there. And so it's not really the same thing to then, you know, shake my hand after the HOH, after everything, but before the veto, and tell me that you're going to evict Holly. Like, what was the point of that? I don't think it's the same thing. I disagree with your characterization. But Jackson just continues and goes back to like, oh, well, you know, you did break the deal first, and you were telling Holly that it was that she was allowed to throw, or that she was allowed to win the veto. And if you think about that, then, you know, it's I had to do what I had to do. A big point that Jackson is missing here is that his explanation for why he made the deal before Holly was evicted, or the deal where Cliff said, you know, are you going to evict Holly? And Jackson was like, yeah, we saw that on the episode. That was before Holly was evicted. Then after Holly was evicted, Cliff and Jackson made a handshake deal to take each other to the final two and for Jackson to evict Holly at the final four. Then Cliff was like, actually thinking about it, not going to take you to the final two. Do we still have a deal? And they still shook on the deal. That's where Cliff has his disagreement with Jackson, that like, okay, you're saying that we coerced you into making the deal in order to keep Holly, but once we had already kept Holly, you continued to make deals with me and continued to shake my hand. And the reason for that, we know, Jackson knows, is because Jackson was trying to save his own butt at the final four and make sure that he did everything in his power to keep Cliff on his side so that if Cliff won the veto, he would evict Holly instead of himself. And that was going to work. Cliff was going to evict Holly instead of Jackson. But that part of it, Jackson's not owning. That part of it, Jackson is completely ignoring. He's only focusing on the deal made at the final five and refuses to acknowledge the fact that he was covering himself at the final four. Because there's no justification excuse for that. He was just playing the game. And there doesn't need to be a justification excuse for that. He was playing the game and he did it well. He was set if Cliff had won the veto. Like, that was great. And if Nicole had won the veto, Cliff probably would have tried to talk her into evicting Holly instead of Jackson, because he felt like Jackson was going to take him to the final two, and Jackson probably would have if Holly was gone. And so, you know, good job, Jackson. But don't say the only reason I did it is because you thought you would, you considered evicting Holly at the final five. That has nothing to do with that deal. So that's where like Cliff is saying, I disagree here. And so they kind of can't really discuss this part of it. Cliff says, look, I disagree. Jackson says, well, you know, that's, I feel that way. And, Cliff says, Jackson says, I wish it could be different. If Nicole hadn't won that HOH, then, you know, everything that, Nicole would be going home, instead of you. But, Cliff says, look, I still disagree. It is what it is, but, that's fine. It's the game. There you go. So it seemed like Jackson did an all right job. It seemed like Cliff was like, this is kind of annoying, but he wasn't as upset as Nicole was. However, after thinking about it more, having more time to ruminate on this, Cliff is going to talk to the cameras, and it seems like he's getting more and more annoyed at Jackson's reasoning and excuses, and starts talking to the cameras. It's really, really starting to get annoyed. He went back on his deal. I thought he was a Southern gentleman. We shook hands. Why even bother with it? It seems unnecessary. The shaking the hand in order to evict Holly at the final four. Why do that at all? I think from Cliff's perspective, he's like, I would have kept him at the final four if I had won, regardless of whether or not he was going to evict Holly, right? Like, why did he do that? And so he's upset about that. And so he starts to think about it, and he's like, you know what? I'm obviously, if I head to that jury house, I'm going to campaign for Nicole as much as I can. But between Jackson and Holly, I think I might just vote for Holly, you know, at least she honored her deal. Okay, Cliff. All right. Did she honor her deal, Cliff? Pretty sure she only honored her deal because Jackson pressured her into it. Then she complained about it endlessly. And she also made a deal with you to evict Jackson, which you now know was a completely fake deal. In fact, Holly's deal was even less necessary than Jackson's deal. Holly's deal was literally for no purpose whatsoever. Jackson's deal, at least theoretically, had some kind of input into keeping Jackson in the house if Cliff won the veto. But Holly's deal was genuinely just, look, I know that you've made a deal with Jackson to keep him, but I'm going to make a deal in order to allow myself to win the veto where I say that I'm going to evict Jackson. That was even more pointless, and even like there was no game to it at all. It was literally just that Jackson told her to do it, and she did it, and she was willing to burn them like that. If she had won this veto, she would have evicted you, Cliff, just like she said she wasn't going to. So the idea that, like, first of all, the logic in the first place is awful. I'm going to vote for whoever didn't break their deals as much. Come on, Cliff, you are way better than that. Second, it's even if you follow that logic, Holly's deals were worse. What she went back on was worse. Come on, Cliff. Come on. So, Cliff is going to go and talk to Nicole. And he says he has come up with an idea. This idea that he is going to vote for Holly over Jackson. First of all, he talks about that he might vote for Holly over Jackson. And Nicole seems less convinced, but we'll see. But it does give Cliff an idea. He's not going to give up. Not going to give up in the game. His idea is, well, what if we threaten our jury votes against Jackson? What if we go to Jackson and we say, hey, Jackson, if you go back on this handshake deal, then neither myself or Nicole will vote for you in the jury. And I will go to the jury and do my best to make them understand that you are a dirty player and don't deserve to win. And they respect me. And I think I'll be able to sway some people. So they're Hail Marying it here. Cliff is going to do his absolute best to threaten these jury votes against Jackson here. So he proposes this idea to Nicole. He's later going to sort of confirm it to himself that he wants to try this. He talks about how there was one comment here. He talked about how Jackson has a split personality, which brings me back to the early days of the season when I said that Jackson is one of the most two-faced players I've ever seen. So I thought that was an interesting point. And it's funny that Cliff is now just realizing this after a season long of like, oh, he's a great guy, Southern gentleman. Couldn't have seen that earlier, Cliff. Nicole also wonders if they should potentially promise Jackson, like on top of the potential jury vote threatening, also like do a little bit of carrot and stick here. Also propose to Jackson that they will both take him to the final two. Both Nicole and Cliff will take Jackson to the final two if Jackson evicts Holly. Those are going to be the pitches. Cliff does not think it's going to work, but he feels the need to try his best and see if it can. I don't think it's going to work either. Because I think that ultimately at the end of the day, Jackson's ego is too big to accept that he might lose. But I am starting to think more and more that Jackson might lose. In fact, I'm almost at the point where I think Jackson really might lose. If Cliff continues in this direction, he may just be hot right now, and he'll cool down and he'll eventually vote for Jackson over Holly. But it appears that he is leaning somewhat heavily toward the direction of voting for Holly. Nicole also may end up being a vote for Jackson, but she may be swayed in some part by this sort of Cliff going toward Holly. We heard from Tommy, like I said in the recap last night, that he might be a vote for Holly. He was always really close to Holly, certainly a lot closer than he was to Jackson. He talked about how she deserved it and Jackson did not deserve the money. I think the money is important to recognize in this decision-making process as well, because I think there are a lot of people in the jury as well that feel like we can't give this guy $500,000. He's not going to do good things with it, whereas Holly certainly would do good things with it, I think, according to their own minds. You know, we kind of make fun of it sometimes, but like this idea of like trying to inspire little girls and stuff like that, like Holly certainly has much better intentions with the money than Jackson does. I think that will play a part in how the jury is going to think. You know that Kat is in the jury, 100% a vote for Holly, and probably campaigning for her really, really hard. That's theoretically four votes just right there. I'm starting to feel like Jackson. I mean, look, the last Big Brother 19, Big Brother 20, Big Brother Celebrity 1. There have been a lot of quote unquote bitter juries in the last few years. To ignore that possibility, to underestimate that possibility, I think is a big mistake. And I'm really starting to feel like Jackson may be in a spot where he maybe even can't win the game. Maybe that Jackson is even easier to beat than Holly. I think that's possible. Not saying it is definitely true, but I think it's possible. So something to start thinking about in preparation for the roundtable tonight, which should be a lot of fun, a lot of interesting discussion there. So make sure you tune in tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, for the roundtable. I will be releasing the survey today on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I believe that is all I have for you. So let's see where this goes. There's a lot of tension in the house. I'm very interested to see this pitch. I think this pitch for the jury vote threatening, at the very least, I hope that it leads to just more drama. I expect that Jackson will be really pissed about this. And I think that Jackson, it will cause tension between Jackson and Cliff. I think it will also cause tension between Jackson and Holly as Jackson starts to, at the very least, be a little bit nervous about Holly's potential to win the game. Like, Jackson and Holly are doing really well right now, relationship wise. And I think part of that is because Jackson feels very comfortable in the fact that he is definitely going to beat Holly at the end. And he is definitely like in the driver's seat right now. But the hint that she might end up beating him, I think might cause some tension there. And we'll see if that leads to anything. But yeah, like I said, at the end of the day, we're probably going to see Jackson continue on the current path, evict Cliff, and it will come down to Nicole, Jackson, and Holly for the final three HOH, and we'll see where it goes from there. All right, so that's what I have for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Make sure you tune in tonight. And I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Thank you so much once again. We'll see you next time.